chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. You know, it's important for us as Christians to react to problems with thankful prayer. How many of us have problems? Am I the only one?
No.
Y'all just be honest now. We got plenty. We got a long list of them. That's the way life is. But scripturally, it's important that we react to problems with thankful prayer. If we don't do that as Christians, you know what? It's going to be a long road for you.
Amen.
You're not going to have any peace in your life. And we all have circumstances. Man, we do. We have a long list of circumstances in our lives. Everybody's got some. And, you know, we have to face those things, and we have to be realistic about the circumstances in our lives. But the Bible is going to command us to come to the Lord with thankful prayer. And that's in spite of our circumstances. Ooh, it's a little more difficult, doesn't it? It's easy to praise God on the mountaintop when everything's going right in your life, isn't it? There's some loud hallelujahs. There's some loud amens. There's lots of church attendance and all the good stuff and Bible reading when everything's going right in your life. But you know what? The sacrifice of praise is giving praise to God when circumstances are not going your way, because you're praising Him for who He is, not for what He can do for you.
Amen.
He has given us grace through His Son for free.
Yep.
Eternal life is free for all those who repent and believe.
Amen.
You can't buy salvation. What a wonderful gift that is. So if nothing ever happens good in your life from now on till you die and see the Lord, always understand that Christ knows what you're going through, because He understands what it is to live in the flesh. He understands what it's like for you and I to live in this world in our flesh. There's a lot of issues in life when you live in the flesh. When you walk around, there's a lot of external circumstances that want to pull you in. And our job as Christians and our concerns is to thank God even in our circumstances.
That's right.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. How easy is that to understand? Let your request be known to God. What is it that's on your heart that you need to let God know about? He already knows about it. But what He wants you to do is come to Him in supplication, in thanksgiving, and by prayer. You know, sometimes we're too busy to pray. Your mind is going too fast to pray. You ever wake up and all of a sudden your mind is just going 90 miles a minute on what you need to do for that day, where you got to go, who you got to see, what you got to do, and all of a sudden you find yourself going through the day and you realize you hadn't prayed to the Lord. Oh, that's not a good thing. Praying is just talking to the Lord. But He said, but in everything by prayer, not just some stuff, not just the big stuff you think you need to give to God, the small stuff, the stuff that you may think is insignificant to somebody else. He said, everything by prayer, not just some things. And a lot of us, including myself, we need to pray that we have a better attitude. First of all, just Lord, give me the right attitude today. I don't want to be grumpy. I don't want to complain, even though I've got, quote, reason to complain. There's plenty of stuff out there I could complain about. But I don't want to be that kind of Christian. I want to go to God to everything. I want to pray about it. I want to supplicate earnestly. I want to go to God. I want to say it with thanksgiving. I want to say it, Lord, thank You. I don't have much, but I have a lot more than other people do. I have a lot more than a lot of people in foreign countries do. There's a lot of people that are hungry. There's a lot of people that are thirsty. There's a lot of people that are naked. There's a lot of people that are cold. There's a lot of people on their deathbed and sick. And what is it like for us to complain about where we are when we've been saved by grace through faith?
My.
So let's go to God, as He says in that verse 6. Let your request be made known to God. Just tell God what it is that's on your heart. But do it with thanksgiving. A lot of times we go, God, gimme. I'm a Christian, so gimme. I shouldn't have to be having these all these problems, so gimme. You go with the wrong attitude. You don't go with thanksgiving. You go with demanding God for stuff. Can't demand God. Hey, gimme, shouldn't you? Go with thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for my wonderful children. Thank you for giving me breath in my lungs. Thank you for giving me breakfast this morning. I know I've got a lot of other issues, but no matter what my issues that day, you're still good to me. You still have saved me by grace through faith through your Son. I have eternal life.
That's right.
And he says, if you go to God, everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. This is the result now. There are benefits. How many of you like benefits for obeying God's word?
Yes.
I do.
Yes,
Lord. Bring on the benefits. No problem receiving the benefits here, Lord. Benefits come through obedience. If you're disobedient, forget the benefits. You're not going to get any. There are requirements for benefits, for blessing. And that's always going to be obedience.
Amen.
Obedience to what? A preacher? A prophet? A teacher? No. Obedience to the Word. Obedience to what God says do. And a lot of times we go to God and ask Him and we think, well, God hasn't answered my prayer because you haven't come to Him with thanksgiving and supplication.
Amen.
And he says, if you do these things, if you go to him with thanksgiving, and you're letting your requests be made known to him, he says, this is the result. This is what you have to look forward to. And the peace of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you need some peace today? I'm first in line with that one. I do need some peace. Because you know what? Those circumstances out in the world, whatever you've got to deal with today, many times won't go away.
Amen.
Sometimes we pray for the wrong thing. God, take away my circumstances. When you should be asking God, whatever the circumstances, give me peace that passes all understanding. So when people look at me, they go, wow, God's operating in your life, even when you're going through that stuff.
Amen.
That's the testimony to the living God, is when He's operating in your life when things are collapsing all around you.
Amen. Come on now.
Man. That's the victory. The victory ain't shouting hallelujah the loudest or swinging from a chandelier and getting all that spiritual buzz on, and then when you leave, you get all that crash. A lot of that going on. Get everybody all spiritually buzzed on, and when they leave like they're coming down off a sugar buzz. Now what do I do? I ain't got no spiritual buzz on. Get in the Word, read what it says, do what it says do. Come to God with thankful prayer. And he said, this is what I will give you. He's saying, this is what will happen. And the peace of God, not the peace of the world. Man, you and I certainly have tried to get peace from what's out there in the world at one time, haven't we? Or am I the only one? What's happened? Always, without fail, the world has always let you down. It may think it got something to you at first. You may think you have something at first to get you along your way and to get a little peace on for a while and make you forget about stuff, but it's only going to last for a moment. But it says, in the peace of God Himself, eternal peace, peace that you won't be able to describe. What do you mean you have so much peace? Well, I'm going through all these storms in my life, and there's a long list of them, but look at you. You've got peace and rest in your life. That's God operating in your life. What do you mean you have peace? You've got storms going on all over the place. You've got financial issues. You've got family issues. You've got children issues. You've got job issues. You've got all these issues, housing issues and everything. But yeah, I've got peace because I've trusted in God. I've gone to God with thankful prayer, and I've supplicated to Him. And He tells me that if I do that, He and He alone will give me the peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
You need to be praying for peace.
Amen.
Because it's a long road. And God puts those bumps in the road out there and those hurdles out there to see where we are. to see if we're really who we say we are. Anybody can say they're a Christian. Here's people saying hallelujah, glory to God, carrying big Bibles, and saying they're a Christian, but out there doing the stuff of the world. And then going to God and asking Him for stuff. But don't you want peace? You can't buy it. It comes to knowing God and doing what He says do. Peace through the storms. What do you mean I can have peace? Yeah, you can't have peace. Jesus was sleeping in the boat. And the biggest storm that the disciples ever went through had come to the Sea of Galilee. And man, it was rocking. That boat was rocking. The waves were crashing in. And they thought they were going to perish. They thought they were going to drown. They thought they were goners. But what they forgot about is that Jesus was always with them. He always will be with you if you trust Him. He was in the boat sleeping. He had peace with His Father because He had prayed and supplicated all His life. But the disciples said, Oh God, we're save us, we're going to drown. No, you're not. Not if you're trusting in the Lord. You know, spiritually stable people react to trials with thankful prayer. Stable people. You know some spiritually unstable people? They go here, they go there, they wash over here, they wash like the wind and the waves and the rough. They're all over the place. But spiritually stable people will go to God when they're hurting in their body, when they're feeling sick. When they're feeling sick and you can't hardly concentrate on anything except for your infirmity, but they'll work through those things. Such prayer is the antidote to worry and a cure for anxiety. You know what? There is cure for anxiety. It's not in a pill bottle. It's not in the world, what they can offer you. And you know what? There's a lot of anxiety out there, for sure. And so, you know, the theology of prayer is not in view, but it's a priority and an attitude that we go to God. And it's going to be tough for you sometimes. It's going to be a struggle for you to pray to God when you don't feel like praying, when you got so much on your mind. And so when we get up in the morning, one of the ladies said that she had gotten up early too. I had gotten up early and I wanted to go back to bed, but the Lord had other plans. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
3 o'clock comes early. All of a sudden your eyes pop wide open. And you realize right away, because of the way you feel, that you're not gonna be able to go back to sleep. Bing. God wants your attention in the quiet of the storm. And so prayer, supplication, and request with thanksgiving. God promises to support the wisdom of gratitude. When you don't have anything, yes, because if you're a Christian, you have everything. If you're a Christian, you have everything. You're co-heirs with Christ. One day you'll stand before the living God, and He will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come into my kingdom." Everything that Christ has, you will have, and it's just around the corner. And if you need some encouragement, the Bible says, think on those things. Think on those things. You need some encouragement. If you're 50 years old, it's just right around the corner. If you live to be 80, it's just a breath away. Our eyes are just a breath. That's your life to God. Do that, but don't do it on your neighbor. Go. There's your life. There's your life. 1,000 years is a day to God. Shifting shadow. And He'll support your wisdom of gratitude. When you go to Him, you may not think you have anything to be thankful for. You know, people become worried and anxious and fearful because they do not trust in God's wisdom and power and His goodness. You know what? You're going to have to learn to trust Him if you're a Christian. And it may be a time that you have run off. You have run away from the shepherd. You may have run away and done it on your own. Maybe you're a lost shepherd wanting to come back to the fold. Maybe you've lost your way. God's speaking to your heart, come on back to the fold. We all need to repent, don't we? And so once the sinner has made peace with God at salvation, and by the way, today is the day of salvation. If you're here and you've never been born again, today is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow. The Bible says, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. So to make peace with God, make sure you're born again. And salvation, having come free, doesn't cost you anything except to change your mind about sin, change your attitude about sin, come to the Lord with humility, repent and believe in the Lord as Savior, and you shall be saved. If you haven't done that, today is the day. And so, the peace that passes all understanding, it transcends all human intellectual powers. Have you ever been somewhere in your life when you know it's God operating because you can't explain what's going on? And it may be strange things. It may be wonderful things. God speaks to you in different ways and uses other people, and you're going like, wow, this has been a strange, wonderful day in the Lord, and you're learning and you're growing. And the peace that comes upon you, you're not going to be able to explain it because so many things are happening around you. So, isn't that where we want to be? So I want you to ask yourself the question. I ask myself this question too. You know, one, have I prayed to the Lord the best I could? Have I gone to Him with thanksgiving? And have I just earnestly supplicated with earnest? That means to earnestly ask, not just in passing. You know, we've all done those kind of prayers, haven't we? We'll get your prayer out of the way kind of prayer. Have you been there? Oh, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. I thank you for my children. Thank you for my brothers. Yeah, I mean, and then you go about and get your business on. That's not supplication. That's not the earnest, thankful prayer that God wants. So when you pray to Him with thanksgiving, you have the peace that passes all understanding. And this is what will happen. See, the benefits is the peace of God will come upon you when you come to Him with thankfulness and supplication and prayer. The peace will surpass all understanding. And here's the last part of the verse. Will guard your hearts. Will guard your hearts. God will guard your heart. How many of us need our hearts guarded by God Himself? Man. How many of us need a change of heart? God, change our hearts. Change our hearts. Make our hearts to be like your Son. He will guard your hearts. He will guard not even your hearts, but He will guard your mind. How many of you need your mind guarded because your mind is playing tricks on you and it's thinking things that you don't need to be thinking about? Oh, my. Why did I have that thought? Have you been there? Where did that thought come from? Why, that's not who I am, but man, that's a bad thought that comes through my mind. And the more you're in the Word, the more you saturate yourself with the Word, the less of those thoughts you'll have. But you and I are human. We're going to have them. But I want God to guard my heart, and I want Him to guard my mind, and He does it through His Son. So we grow. We don't have as many of those thoughts as we used to, even though we will fall short. How many of us have fallen short of God's glorious standard? And so when realized in believers' lives, God's peace will guard them from anxiety, doubt, and worry. Yes, Lord, guard our hearts from all that stuff because it's just around the corner. You know, we'll guard, the word we'll guard is a military term used of soldiers on guard duty. That's pretty good. Military guards on guard duty, that's pretty secure. You see security out there guarding some building or what? You know, they're guarding. They're not going to let you in. They're securing the building. That's a pretty good security issue. And so God is going to do that. He's going to stand guard in your hearts, just like that soldier on duty. And the picture would have been familiar to the Philippians, since the Romans stationed troops in Philippi to protect their interests in the part of that world. Just as soldiers guard and protect the city, so God's peace guards and protects believers who confidently trust in Him. Are you trusting in the Lord? That's the question. Paul's use of the phrase hearts and mind was not intended to imply a distinction between the two. He was merely making a comprehensive reference to the believer's inner person. When somebody says, how's your heart? It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. That's your heart. Once again, Paul reminds his readers that true peace is not available through any human source, but only in Christ Jesus. You know, are we trying to find that peace somewhere else? Man, it's the outside stimuli is all out there, man. All you got to do is watch TV, listen to people talk that are out in the world, and they'll promise you this and promise you that. This is what you need to do. You need to have money over here to have this. No. You need to have this to have peace. No. Nowhere in the Scriptures does it say that. And the storms of life are going to come your way. You can be guaranteed that. And whether the Lord takes them away, lets you go through them for a while, whatever the case may be, in the meantime, let's pray when we go to God with earnestness and with thanksgiving. Find a list of things to thank God for before you ask Him for stuff, and do it with the right attitude. And then watch your life be transformed. Watch your life suddenly change. Not because you're demanding God of stuff, that you're coming to Him and saying, Lord, thank you for my children. Thank you for the good things. Thank you for all the things you put in my life. Thank you for saving me, a poor sinner. And then, Lord, I will do what you ask me to do. I'll make my requests known to you, and I have a few. But I'm going to do it with the right heart. I'm going to do it with thanksgiving, because it says then, if I do those things, you will guard my heart, you will guard my mind, and you will give me peace that I won't be able to describe to anybody. Amen. And then people will look at you, and the testimony will be to the Lord. They'll glorify God, because they see God operating in your life. Don't you want God operating in your life? And sometimes we don't allow Him to do that because we just don't do what He says to. That's the powerful two verses there in Philippians. When you pick it all apart like that. Let's go to the Lord with thankful prayer, shall we? Father, thankful prayer. We're just so thankful. And help us to be that way when our humanness says, well, we don't have really a lot to be thankful for, but we do. Help us to understand that we have plenty to be thankful for, even though we may not be where we need to be or want to be, but you'll work that out, Father, if we come to you with thanksgiving. And Father, there's people listening to this message that are hurting, that are in a bad way, that have anxious thoughts, that are worried and concerned about a lot of issues. And Father, I pray that you would minister to them and guard their hearts as they come to you and say, Lord, I'll give it all to you. I come to you in thankful prayer. It's hard for us, Lord, to say thank you when things are going bad around us, but help us to do it because you say do it, and when we do it, we have peace. We'll, our hearts will be guarded. And help us to do what you've said in Scripture to do, so we'll reap the fruit and the benefits of your glory and your honor in our lives. Help those who are listening, Father, that are struggling with whatever issues. Help them to know your Son better if they are a Christian. And those who are here and are not Christians, I pray that today they would come to a saving faith in Christ through repentance of sin and faith in your Son. So help us, help our children, help our families. Help us to pray in an attitude of thanksgiving and prayer with all supplication. And we know that you will take care of the rest. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.